You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to In the Benny Green Archives.
Last week, when I was concentrating so hard on the achievements of Irving Berlin, at the back of my mind there was the same old nagging sense of guilt to do with the sins of omission. The problem is the same every year. Berlin was born on May the 11th, and by one of those coincidences, one of his greatest interpreters, Fred Astaire, was born the day before, although a few years later. Fred started on May the 10th, 1899, and that means that last week, when I should have been celebrating him, I was celebrating Irving Berlin instead. One of these years, I'll work out a way of coping with the problem. Not that it's difficult. The pair of them worked so much together and achieved so many miracles together and admired each other so much that it wouldn't be hard to compile an hour composed entirely of Fred's performances of Berlin's songs. It's generally agreed that the nearest thing to a perfect musical ever made, certainly the best black and white musical comedy on film, was Top Hat, in which Berlin, galloping up to the beleaguered walls of RKO's crumbling fortress, lobbed a few masterpieces over the ramparts and hit Pandro Berman smack in the pocketbook. After that, it was a foregone conclusion that there would be repeat performances. There were two. Last week, I talked in passing about one of them, Follow the Fleet. The third has always seemed to me a bit of an anticlimax, partly because the story was a bit silly, with Fred as a psychiatrist and Ginger as his patient. But even more serious, something seemed to have cramped Berlin's style in that picture, and he only accomplished a couple of great songs. One was I Used to be Colorblind, but it's the other one which is the real American classic. Yet another song about the act of dancing, and incidentally, the best example I know of integrating a plot into a lyric. In the picture, Ralph Bellamy is lured away from Ginger by a bogus telephone call, and Fred steps in. Well, this is how Berlin told it in song.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again.
Words and music by Irving Berlin from the 1938 production Carefree. I think by then a little bit of the guilt had been brushed off the gingerbread. And if it's the pure essence of Fred and Ginger you're after, then it has to be Top Hat 3 years before. Top Hat is one of those accidental miracles that an artist or a group of artists occasionally achieve. No matter how many times you see the picture, it retains the power to surprise by the sheer charm and style of it. To watch Top Hat is to gain entry into that imaginary country where everything and everybody is as light as thistledown, almost as though the gravitational pull of the earth had been suspended, the sunlight and moonlight been adjusted to flatter everybody, and where true love is a laughing mood which asks no questions and solves all problems. I've often wondered about Top Hat and whether it's as unique as I believe it to be. The only parallel I've ever arrived at is P.G. Woodhouse. In some of his great comic masterpieces of the 1930s, there's that same feeling of another life, the real life, drifting along inside an iridescent bubble. Only in Top Hat, there's the additional bonus of the music. And what music? One of the greatest scores ever written for any musical occasion. If only the record companies had enough sense to acknowledge this and behave accordingly. In the shooting script for Top Hat, in the scene where Fred courts Ginger in the rain and the storm passes, there's a description of thunder and lightning as a prelude to the music, and the note on the script says, "The thunder is really a timpani effect, and the lightning a glissando to start the music." Well, Berlin responded brilliantly with the verse, "The weather is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way." When the soundtrack of Top Hat was eventually issued, no verse. In other words, all the careful planning to integrate words and music and story into a single entity were ignored.
The weather is frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The turn in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. And everything's okay. Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. We'll be right back.
now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea, the clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the sky are gray, as long as I can be with you, as long as I can be with you, as long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
From the 1935 film Top Hat, for which Irving Berlin wrote some of his finest melodies, including, I suppose, the most famous one that Fred ever performed. The idea was not quite original. 5 years earlier, on Broadway, Fred had been trapped in one of the great musical calamities of the period, a show called Smiles, with music by Vincent Humans. Everything was wrong with Smiles, from the cast to the book to the script. Astaire, who was not usually given to caustic remarks at the expense of others, later said that Smiles was so dreadful that it even made the audience look bad. Not that there was much of an audience. The show folded in 6 weeks and lost reputedly over $500,000. And yet in Smiles was the prototype of one of the most famous dance sequences of all time. Perhaps the only one as prestigious, as famous, as deeply loved as Gene Kelly's Treading Water in Singing in the Rain. At one point in Smiles, Fred appears, inevitably in evening dress, and performs a song called Say Young Man of Manhattan. Now, this version coming up, by the way, isn't by Fred, but the identity of the singer isn't all that difficult to challenge.
Silks and satin spell Manhattan stars and opening nights. City born out of grief and hope, it's a kind of kaleidoscope. See the drama, panorama of the Broadway sights. The ballyhoo is calling you. Somehow you know you gotta go. New York, you're part of it. You're in the heart of it, the young man of Manhattan. You're in a great spot now. What place could offer you? Times Square, Fifth Avenue, the young man of Manhattan. You've got the whole world now, both up and down. It's a wonderful town. It's a town of renown. It's a fabulous one city, fun city. It's yours, be proud of it. Go tell the crowd of it, say you're man of Manhattan. New York is your hometown. Both up and down, it's a wonderful town. It's a town of renown. It's a fabulous one city, fun city. It's yours, be proud of it. Go tell the crowd of it, say young man of Manhattan, New York is yours. Say, young man of Manhattan, New York is your home.
Say, young man of Manhattan, or rather old man, because the singer there was the latter-day Cab Calloway. But that was the song in which Fred Astaire, performing in the 1930 fiasco Smiles, ends up by using his cane as a rifle with which he guns down a row of identically dressed chorus boys, with the gunshots being simulated by those incessantly tapping feet. Well, that choreographic effect was just about the only thing Fred retained from Smiles with any affection. And when it came to planning Top Hat, he told the film's director, Mark Sandrich, that he wouldn't mind doing it again. Once again, Berlin rose to the occasion with a remarkably original song, one whose middle eight is really a middle ten, composed of the unprecedented formation of two five-bar phrases. Yet it all sounds like a model of conventionality.
I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dooting up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas, for I'll be there putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail. I just got an invitation through the mail. Your presence requested this evening. It's formal, a top hat, a white tie and tails. Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails, because I'm invited to step out this evening with top hat and white tie and tails. I'm putting on my top hat, tying up my white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dooting up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas, for I'll be there putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tail.
Top Hat, White Tie and Tails, which leaves just one more masterwork from the score of Top Hat, and one of those huge aching question marks that nobody in the last 51 years has been able to answer. That's how old the picture is now, 51 years, and yet a mystery remains that only Irving Berlin or perhaps Astaire could solve, and neither of them has ever said anything about it. The enigma revolves around the scene in Top Hat where Fred and Ginger do their big romantic dance duet. Helen Broderick has engineered their meeting on the dance floor, so what is required is yet another song about the romantic act of dancing. The result's been with us ever since, the distillation of all the popular romance of the 1930s. Berlin and Rogers conspired to sum the whole thing up with brilliant style and originality. Notice how Berlin, in sheer exuberance, has stretched the popular song form into dazzling new shapes. There are two middle sections. The first is 16 bars long, then comes an impassioned 8-bar section in which the flippant hero suddenly reveals the depth of his emotion.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And
and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven. And the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't boot me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you. That charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find that happiness I seek. When we're out together swinging cheek to cheek. With me, I want my arm about you. That charm about you, it will carry me through right up to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find that happiness I seek. When we're out together dancing, out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Created by Irving Berlin for Top Hat. And now for the frustrations of an unexplained gap in the records. In the original script for Top Hat, the big romantic duet on the dance floor had not been cheek to cheek at all. Instead, there was a different scene towards the end of the picture where Fred and Ginger dance, not in a gilded nightclub, but in the open air along a quay by moonlight. And the number ends with a pair of them gliding off in a gondola. Well, that gondola part was retained in the picture, but the song disappeared. Berlin called it You're the Cause, and it's never ever surfaced since. Berlin certainly never published it, although, of course, as he never wasted anything, it's possibly republished it some years later for something else with a different title. But it would be nice to know more of the facts about this Phantom Berlin song. And not just any old Berlin song, but something from one of the greatest scores ever written. Have we been deprived of yet another Pearl for the past 51 years? That's the kind of thing that can prey on the mind. Of course, Berlin was by no means the first great composer Astaire worked with. In fact, he was very nearly the last. When Fred was a Broadway star, it was Gershwin who was most closely associated with Fred. And I suppose, of all the recordings from the period I've ever played, there's one which listeners seem to have taken up with a special affection. When the hit show Lady Be Good came to London in 1926, nearly 2 years after the Broadway opening, steps were taken to make the show appeal to local audiences. The production was amended here and there, and one or two new songs were written. One of them cashed in on the Charleston craze of the period. And although the song is usually credited to George and Ira Gershwin and the English writer Desmond Carter, it does seem as though Carter wrote the words by himself. But what appeals so much about this recording is the sense of dramatic characterization that Fred manages to put into his spoken asides, reminding us yet again of the world of Woodhouse, and of course the presence of the piano player.
I've seen today that you've got some ways that must be checked, and you are never can detect the slightest signs of intellect. You're mad on dances, think of the chances you neglect. You never seem inclined to use your mind, and it's quite plain to see that I'm the brains of the family. Take a lesson from me.
I'd rather Charleston.
Charleston? Think of what you might be.
I'd rather Charleston.
Charleston? I'm disappointed in you and your ways.
I'm double jointed. There's no sensation like syncopation.
Will you let me know why?
I'd rather Charleston.
Charleston? That's the sort of thing I would never do. So just leave it behind and give your mind to something new. Not your brain. Something's got you. I don't know what you hope to gain. And after all I've done, it's not much fun to have a sister who's got her brain in her dancing shoes. So take a lesson from me.
I'd rather Charleston.
Charleston. When you're older you'll see.
I'd rather Charleston.
Charleston, a great improvement I looked for in you.
I like this movement. It makes you plastic, just like plastic.
Say, don't you ever keep cool?
I'd rather Charleston.
Charleston, oh, that's the sort of thing silly people do. Say, haven't you read what Lincoln said in 62?
Yeah.
Well, what did he say?
I'd rather Charleston.
Fred and Adele Astaire in an additional song from the London production of Lady Be Good. And there at the piano, just to keep an eye and both hands on things, was George Gershwin himself. In a funny way, being the famous Fred Astaire has actually hampered Fred's songwriting career instead of helping it, as you might have thought. I think people have become so accustomed to hearing Fred sing the great songs that when they hear him sing a merely good one, perhaps they're disappointed. At any rate, it's painless enough listening to Fred Astaire singing the selected works of Fred Astaire.
It was just like taking candy from a baby, 'cause I couldn't resist you from the very start. You had me around your little finger, no trouble at all for you to tiptoe in my heart. It's the first time that I lost my head completely. Oh, you swept me off my feet, just 1, 2, 3. It was just like taking candy from a baby, the way you stole my heart away from me. It was just like taking candy from a baby. I was soft as melted butter in the sun. The moment you put your arms around me, I knew I had lost my will and equilibrium. I just slipped there on the path of sweet temptation. You didn't have to use a bit of strategy. It was just like taking candy from a baby, the way you stole my heart away from me.
Fred Astaire with one of his own melodies there, and the words were provided by a lady who performed that chore for Fred several times, Gladys Shelley. Incidentally, in the ASCAP dictionary, Miss Shelley is described as actress, ballerina, and poet laureate, whatever weight that might carry in the United States. On May the 23rd, 1906, there was born one of the most contentious characters in the entire history of popular music. I say contentious because nobody's ever quite agreed on issues surrounding her. Did she, for instance, marry her husband for his money? Did she or did she not then bump him off? Was she or was she not talented? Elizabeth Holtzman, known on the marquees as Libby Holman, wasn't much of a singer. But she had an accidental success as a young performer on Broadway when she introduced the song Moaning Low. She then retired from the vulgarity of earning a living to marry the heir to a cigarette fortune. And he died a little later from extensive lead poisoning. But Libby was found innocent at the trial and spent the rest of her life spending the money he left her. She is credited with one or two cruelly witty remarks about people, which explains why nobody liked her much. And she was also the victim of one or two cruelly witty remarks by others, like Tallulah Bankhead, which explains why nobody liked her much. But Libby had her share of fiascos, including a show called Rainbow in 1928, just before she came famous and quite a time before she became infamous. The librettist for Rainbow was Oscar Hammerstein at a moment in his life when the strain was showing. Unhappily married to wife number one, and unhappier still about not being married to wife number two, Hammerstein, while writing Rainbow, had a nervous breakdown in which he cried a lot and kept muttering the names of baseball players. Perfectly understandable, because the recitation of the names of sporting heroes is a useful device for a man to find his way back to the lost innocence of childhood. Anyway, the breakdown proved to be brief, and Oscar resumed work on Rainbow, which was said to be another showboat. Well, while Oscar was ill, Gus Kahn was called in to help with the lyrics without achieving much, and things weren't made any better by the producer, Philip Goodman, who had a terrible reputation. He was the one who asked Jerome Kern to work for him once, at which Kern walked into Goodman's office and said, "I hear you're a son of a bitch. Well, so am I." Well, Rainbow was about the 49 gold rush, and when Libby Holman auditioned for the part of Lotta, they rejected her because her voice was too low. Then she tried again, and Humans gave her the part. Well, that was the least of his troubles. There was a mule in the show which misbehaved itself on opening night just as Brian Donlevy was about to play the big love scene. One scene change took 45 minutes, and throughout the action you could distinctly hear the trains rumbling by outside. But the real trouble was the show itself, which was really very bad. People were puzzled that so many talents could conspire to make such a mess. Well, we can be detached and look back with unbiased eyes. Imagine paying good money to hear this kind of cardboard musical heroism. It's bad even for the author of the Desert Song.
And my heart is light, boy, and I feel as strong as steel, as long as the one girl that I love will love me.
Charles Riddell with a real stinker from a show that itself left a very bad smell. It was called Rainbow and it faded after 29 performances. That meant that among the production costs were 29 Havana cigars. Libby Holman's part required her to smoke one at each performance, which she did with all the panache of an all-in wrestler in full training. One of the most unusual writers of musicals was born on May the 18th, 1902, in a place called Mason City, Iowa. Mason City became River City in The Music Man because the man born in one wrote the other. He was Meredith Wilson with two L's, and an odd background he had. 2 years as Philip Sousa's flautist, and then 6 with the New York Philharmonic, then Groucho Marx's musical director on radio, and then finally shows like The Music Man and The Unsinkable Molly Brown. But earlier than his big success, at a time when he was in radio, Wilson with two L's wrote a song that became a sort of minor hit.
Why birds in the trees melodies too.
And my love will grow from the first hello until the last goodbye.
So to sweet romance, there is just one answer.
That was Ray Charles with Betty Carter putting the squeak in, and an old hit song written by Meredith Wilson with two L's in the days before he was the toast of River City. One of the chores that Wilson performed in his Groucho Marx days was orchestrating a tune that I wanted to play the moment I heard of the death of Harold Arlen the other week, but never had the time. In the catalogues of the great composers, you can usually find something comically untypical of their style. I think Gershwin's Swanee is a case in point. Romberg's I Love to Go Swimming with Women. Cole Porter's Don't Fence Me In. You can extend the list. And if you do, you eventually come up against this Harold Arlen song.
Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. She has eyes that men adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of tattoos.
Groucho Marx with the illustrated tale of Lydia, music by Harold Arlen, and the man who managed to rhyme Amazon with pajamas on was Yip Harburg. Well, as a farewell, who else but the man who was 87 last week and may live to be 100.
Now for the ones I've been fortunate enough to have been associated with since my early youth. My, do we have to go way back there? Here I go, starting with one I did with my little sister Adele. Hi, Adele. In the Broadway show, and subsequently with the lovely Audrey Hepburn in the picture of the same name, the Gershwin's Funny Face. I love your funny face, your sunny, funny face. You're not exotic, but so hypnotic. You're much too much. If you could cook the way you look, I'd swim the ocean wide just to have you by my side. Though you're no Queen of Sheba, for worlds I'd not replace your sunny, funny face. I'm putting all my eggs in one. That's I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one, baby. Heaven help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account, honey, and I've decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the word rock. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all said we'd never get together. They laughed at us and how. But who's got the last laugh now? Lovely to look at, delightful to know, and heaven to kiss. A combination like this is quite my most impossible scheme come true. Imagine finding a dream like you. You're lovely to look at, it's thrilling to hold you terribly tight. For we're together, the moon is new, and oh, it's lovely to look at you tonight. You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Or let's call the whole thing off. Now you like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Ah, let's call the whole thing off. In your Easter bonnet, with all the frills upon it, you'll be Landis lady in Easter parade. Oh, I'll be all in clover, and when they look you over, I'll be the proudest fellow in the Easter parade. Uh-oh, you're back, huh? You ham. You just can't stay out of the act, can you? All right, all right. When there's a shine on your shoe, there's a melody in your heart, with a single at your feet. A wonderful way to start to face the world every day, with a dee-da-dum-dum-dee-da, little melody that is making the worrying world go by.
The great, the one and only, the unique Fred Astaire. And that's it. See you same time next week.
You've been listening to In the Benny Green Archives here on lgradio.online. Please do visit the website to find out when the next episode is on, along with all our other shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.